Welcome to Facing the Situation, Building Spiritual Resiliency, Season 8, Episode 2, and you are listening to Prophetess Mary Ayodele talking to you from the Gulf of Mexico bioregion of Houston, Texas, in the United States of America. It is Sunday, January 31st, 2021. Thank you for being here, and let's open with prayer. Given up all of our reservations, given up all the things that we feel burdened by to the Most High, we are gathered here now, everyone who can hear the sound of my voice is gathered here to step into the metaphysical reality of who we really are. We are blessed, we are held, we are guided, and we are loved by Yah, our cosmic Father, and we are thankful to be blessed by the sacrifice of his Son Yahshua, so that through his pathway we may gain the gates of heaven. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for being here with us as we walk through this game called life. We appreciate your love, light, and kindness, and we are grateful for all that we've been blessed with. In the name of Yahshua the Christ, amen. Thank you for joining me with our second episode of Season 8 here in January of 2021. In this episode, we're going to build on our topic from our last gathering together, and we're going to talk about specifically some energies and realities that we will be facing in this upcoming year. Now, for those of you who remember, last year, the forecast of what was given to me, the prophetic word, came through for the 10-year cycle from 2020 to 2030. And I understood by the grace of the Most High that we were stepping into a rather challenging time. Now we're going to get clear about that, a little more clarity. So get your pencils and papers out, your Bibles, and let's jump right into it. It's been revealed that this year we're going to be facing a couple of things. One is nurturing and taking care of ourselves and other people. For people who are not very good at that, or people who are afraid to do that, they may end up becoming very dependent on other people. So the message is, be careful of becoming dependent on systems and other people. Work to provide nurturing and kindness and emotional support to yourself and others, rather than becoming codependent or emotionally overly needy on other people to do things for you. Economically this year, we're going to need to save money. I've often said that, but I think you hear me a little differently this year. We're going to really need to save a little bit differently, and we're going to need to be judicious about it. We cannot save some time when we feel like it. Even if all you can save is a dollar a week that you don't touch, that's some ancestral wisdom that I'm passing on to y'all. You save what you don't need to go into. So if you're saving $300 a week, but you're going into it and spending $200 of it the next week, you're not really saving. You're pretty much aggravating yourself. So you want to save what you don't have to touch. Even if it's a dollar a day, a dollar a week, let it alone. Just save it and don't touch it. If you have a Bible, you want to put that money in your Bible. If you don't have a Bible, then maybe you use banks or credit unions, but you do want to keep cash in your home where you can put your hand on it. You don't want to be flashy with it, and you don't want to brag to other people what you're doing. You just want to have cash that you can put your hand on, right? That's number one, as far as the finances are concerned. Things may appear to thin out and get a little tight. The supply chains at the stores may be out of different things you've become used to having. So make sure when you shop, you get two of everything you can afford to get. So if you used to get one dishwashing detergent, you buy two. Make sure you start doubling up. I said this last year, I'm gonna need to say it every year. We're stepping into a new season, and these next 10 years are gonna be very interesting for us. Those of us who understand frugality are gonna be on point, but we will feel compassion for those of you who are not very frugal and may actually feel threatened by the fact that you're not gonna be able to get as much of what you want when you want it without a cost. So we're gonna get into that in a minute. This is a time for you to really get serious about what you're doing. If you say you're gonna go back to college, then you need to go. Fill out the papers, turn them in, keep going. If you say you're going to plant a garden, you need to plant it. If you say you're gonna get married, you need to go ahead. If you've been engaged for 20 years, go ahead and call the judge or the pastor and go ahead and get the wedding going. This is a time to do what it is you say you're going to do. This is not a time to make plans that are not completed. This is a time to complete the plans you've already made. Most of us have a lot of plans. We've even in our heads, if we haven't told anyone, you have plans in your head. You need to get them out of your head and get them into reality. This is a time of manifestation. Now, the biblical verse that supports us with that is Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, and it reads, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters." Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for Adonai, not for human masters. So remember that what you put your effort into, you're building up a bank account cosmically and spiritually. It's not about the company or the governmental agency that you're investing your hours in. You need to do your work like you're working for the Most High, because that's truly where your treasure lies. Okay, so we're going to get our minds off carnal things and put them on cosmic things, spiritual things. We got to remember the reality of the word of the Most High. We got to live that word and breathe that word each and every day. Now, again, this is a time for nurturing and building up resources. It's a time to build your pantry. It's a time to start thinking of making gift baskets so you can hand them out to people when they need it or when you feel they should have it. So instead of giving traditional gifts, whatever that means to you, it may be that you give journals or art supplies or even toys to children, you're going to want to think about building baskets of necessities that people can use and give that out for birthdays, anniversaries, and other celebrations you may celebrate, right? So think of what people need, be it bath towels or be it, you know, handmade laundry soap or essential oils. You give people things that can further their life and root them on the earth as healthy beings. We want to stay away from frivolous things this year. And the biblical verse that supports that is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. And it reads, "It is because of him that you are in Christ Yeshua, who has become for us wisdom from Yah, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption." Once again, it is because of him that you are in Christ Yeshua, or Yeshua the Christ, who has become for us wisdom from Yah, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. So we have to remember the people who have nurtured and carried us to the point that we come to understand the word of Yah. We need to understand that Yeshua comes to us as wisdom, as the feminine force of wisdom that's spoken of in the Bible. If you read the book of Proverbs, wisdom is spoken of as a woman, as a feminine divine force, Christ, Yahshua, came to us and became the living wisdom for us walking the earth. So in other words, if you study the teachings of Yahshua and understand them as part of a wisdom system, they will definitely change your life so that you can live a righteous, holy life that is redeemed. So to be redeemed means whatever you tied into, whatever cut you done fell up into, whatever you caught up in is no longer serving you and definitely doesn't serve your family, your descendants, your community, or even your ancestors are not served by it. You just caught up in it. Being redeemed means you come out of that. You've been redeemed. You've been bought with a price. It is a sign of the ultimate freedom from cosmic entanglements. Freedom from repeating the same thing over and over and over that does not get you or your descendants or your family line or your community anywhere. Our communities are built up of families, and if families are askew and up under it, then the community is topsy-turvy. So this is a very interesting and deep verse for the adepts who are listening and the metaphysicians and the people who want to be and aspire to be adepts and metaphysicians. It is because of him that you are in Yahshua, the Christ, who has become for us wisdom from Yah. That is our righteousness, our holiness, and redemption. So he actually exemplified that divine feminine voice of wisdom that's spoken of in the Old Testament. Yahshua the Christ exemplified it. So if you can't pull it together to understand the book of Proverbs, or you don't know where it is, or you know, you don't read ancient Hebrew or Greek or whatever it is happening for you, where you just can't get that part going, you can follow in the steps of Yeshua. You can understand his wisdom that he left with us and entrusted us with, that is our righteousness, our holiness, and redemption. So I would encourage you to read that entire chapter of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and get that context for yourself. Okay? And I want to say this before our time is up this morning, tonight, that you know, the other portion of how this year looks, so it's a very good year for building into businesses you've already established, working diligently at careers and jobs you already have, expanding your territory. It's a very good year for that. You build on what you have this year, okay? And everybody has something. Build on the gratitude, build on the compassion, build on the kindness, build on the skills you have. Okay. So this year, the biblical verse that supports us in that is Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And it reads, "If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Once again, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. So, contrary to the movies, The Secret and other movies like that, where people become kind of frustrated when it doesn't pan out the way they want it to, or more likely, they do it and it looks like magic one or two times. And then, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times it's not working anymore. There are reasons for that. There are metaphysical truths and reasons for why the momentum you start off with kind of tapers off and stuff. And this year we have an opportunity to dig deeper into the metaphysical truth of the living word of the Most High God, to understand it and apply it to our lives. It is a year of rootedness. It's a year to dig deep. It's a year to come to a much deeper understanding of what you already know. Okay? So you're building on what you already have. You're digging deeper into what you already know. That is the message for this year that comes through from the Most High. Lastly, I leave you with this verse from Psalm 144, verse 1. Praise be to Adonai, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Once again, Psalm 144, verse 1. All of these verses I've read to you come from the New International Version of the Bible. You can read any version you'd like, okay? These come from the New International Version of the Bible, the NIV, and it reads, Praise be to Adonai, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. That is our verse for the year. And our psalm for the year is Psalm 121. Our plant for the year is sparrowwood. And I will be sharing this in the area of notes for us. And I'll try to find a more traditional word for sparrowwood. I know it has different names. I want you all to be sharp, to be restful and peaceful, pay attention to your surroundings, stay hydrated, pay very close attention to what's going on around you, dig deep, dig deep, dig deep. Okay. Thank you for listening. Thank you all for everyone who supports this podcast. If you'd like to write in for prayer, or for me to set lights for you, or for you to support this podcast, you may do so by writing Prophetess Mary Ayodele at gmail.com. Again, that's Prophetess Mary Ayodele at gmail.com. And you may also make a donation by PayPal with that same email address. Those other ways of donating, if you contact me, I'll let you know how to do that. And I do have another app, Cash App, and I believe it's Prophetess Mary. But again, if you'd like to make a donation in another form besides PayPal, contact me and I'll make sure and let you know how to do that. Be blessed, be safe, be well, stay clear, and keep your head to the sky. Always know from whence your blessings come, okay? Love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye.